Next, a deep, painful, open wound that's hurting today. That's how Taoiseach Simon Harris described the fallout from the scoping report into abuse in Irish schools. Speaking to Áine Lawler on Morning Ireland earlier, Mr Harris confirmed a state apology will be made to victims.
Of course there's going to be a need for apology and atonement, but there's also a need to get the structure right here, because what we don't want is another process that goes on for years and years and years and years and years and doesn't give people answers. So first priority is to get the process right.
And then there will be the state apology.
Well, I can't see a scenario where there isn't a state apology. And I want to say today as Taoiseach, I am so sorry, and I feel such a deep sense of sorrow, hurt, anger and disgust. And we will get this right.
Taoiseach Simon Harris talking on Morning Ireland earlier. Well, Deirdre Kenny, CEO of One in Four, which supports adult survivors of childhood sexual abuse, is with us now. Deirdre, the Taoiseach there talking about getting the structure of an apology right. What needs to happen? What should the process be?
Well, I guess, first of all, we need to probably be able to sufficiently respond to the people who've come forward in the last week. I think structures and legal processes are important. But as the Taoiseach described, we have an open wound, a trauma that people are feeling, and no more so than the people themselves who've experienced child sexual abuse. So we've been responding to over 350 people who've come forward in the last week. We're doing our best to respond as quickly as possible. People have taken that step. They've reached out. And I think it's really important that the resources are made available so people can be provided with the necessary skilled support that they deserve in terms of processing that trauma.
350 calls in the past week. What age profile of people are we talking about here?
It's 350 well over 350 people, and the majority are older, and 3/3 are men who would have experienced abuse in their childhood, majority of which would be in school.
Have you enough people to deal with that volume of calls?
We're certainly doing our best. I think, like other services, we are under-resourced. And I think at times like this, it certainly puts an enormous stress on the service. However, we want to be there for people as best we can. So we're managing that. But we are very aware that the initial step people have made will, I suppose, need more resources to attend to in the longer term. And that's what our priority is.
Because if people are calling for the first time, it's a difficult moment for them. Will they always get someone on the end of a line?
We're doing our best. Yes, our priority is to be able to respond as quick as possible. And if that's not the case, we're asking people just to bear with us. And people have been hugely appreciative, and it's really heartwarming. You know, they get a lot out of those conversations that they're able to have with the staff here, and hugely appreciative of the opportunity to talk about their experience. Not everyone's interested in formally engaging in a process. And we know that legal processes can lead to re-traumatisation. They can be very intimidating for people. I think the scoping inquiry made every effort to make sure that people who engaged in that were kept safe. And that's something that the Commission need to certainly look at. But people are going about their everyday lives experiencing traumatic stress because they're hearing the stories in the media and having conversations with family. And it's how they cope day to day that we need to be able to support them with. And services like One in Four and others need resources immediately to help with that.
Finally, what are you calling for today?
I think we need, as I said, resources for services, but also joined up thinking on this issue. If we think about maybe an illness or a disease that would affect one in four children and cause the degree of impact on people's lives that we know childhood sexual abuses, we'd probably have a much more investment in the area, much more joined up thinking. And I think that's, you know, the scoping inquiry has shined a spotlight on this again. And it's time that we really concentrated on preventing this issue in the future and getting resources for people who need it now.
Deirdre Kenny from One in Four, thanks for joining us this afternoon.